Welcome to the day in the life of a fifth grader. I'm Agent 2.
I'm Agent 3. Today we're going to talk about soda.
I'm Agent 22. We're glad you've joined us.
I'm Agent 7. This podcast is sponsored by our teacher, Dr. Freeman.
When you well, so red, you might want an optimistic fizzy drink to wake you up. But what is that drink that is luring you out of bed?
Soda!
Soda is a fizzy drink that you either love it or loathe it. It is mostly made out of carbonated water, carbon dioxide, glucose, and sugar flavors and colors. If you want an option that is more healthy than soda, probiotic soda is the way to go. Although it is challenging to find a good brand because you could choose between carbonated water, cream soda, or a healthy soda like probiotic soda. Probiotic soda is a makeshift soda because it is healthy, and it is made with whole grains such as oats, wheat, and barley.
The benefits of probiotic soda translate to a supporting gut health, improving digestion, and supporting immune function. Although the carbonation is not a good route for you to start a diet, probiotic soda is a good fun drink for you. You can escalate your diet. The sales for it are monstrous because the company Olipop has $200 million from sales. It was not a lot of soda in 1905, and people had different beliefs of who invented it. This made us think about the history of soda.
The history of soda takes place back in 1767, where a European character named Joseph Priestley figured out how to infuse water with carbon dioxide, creating the first carbonated beverage. Previously, people believed carbonated water could conquer illnesses, so soda was sold in pharmacies. Now people think that soda is just a fun drink, but is still controversial.
Some people want an avalanche of soda in their mouth, while others want to abolish it and denounce it. Some popular brands of soda are Coca-Cola, Pepsi, Mugs, and Mountain Dew. Some probiotic soda brands are Isla Pop, Poppy, and Culture Pop. We love soda so much, and I hope you do too.
This has been the day in the life of a fifth grader. Thanks for listening.